Yes, it's Radio Spurious Program. The makers of Sheriff's Luscious invite you to forget your worries for half an hour and join the fun parade. A good laugh is the finest tonic in the world, and this is a half hour of nothing else but. So come on in, put those frowns away, and laugh your head off with our fun and nonsense. And here he is, right on the dot. In fact, he's so punctual, we call him Punk for short, your genial host, Roy Ward Dixon.
Thanks, Frank Grant. I don't mind you calling me Punk for short, as long as you don't call me Punk for long. And what am I thanking you for, anyway? However, welcome, folks, to your weekly half hour of good-natured fun and nonsense. Here in the studio, we have 200 people, and as for you listeners, well, it's up to you to use your imagination. A number of good sports have volunteered to suffer for your sake tonight. And as advanced consolation, we're giving each one of them Sheriff's fine product. And for our first serving of nonsense, Frank, we'll need three men to grab their wives' hats and come up to the mic. Who are they going to be?
The men who have the lemon luscious, the orange luscious, and the lime luscious.
All right, give up hope, boys, and come on up here. Oh, there's a beautiful green number coming up here. May we have your name, please, sir? The first man.
Bill Hargreaves.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Hargreaves?
I work at this meeting in Quebec.
You really work?
Oh, terribly hard.
You're up here to relax. That's a gorgeous hat you have there. How would you describe that thing? It looks like half a cat, anyway. You describe it.
Well...
Into the mic.
He's breathless,
speechless.
I think you got it about right in half a cat. I think it's the worst half, though, myself.
There's a little bit of green fur or something. Green,
a little bit of green flap here. I don't know what it was for. I couldn't figure it out myself anytime.
Well, you better figure it out because you're going to put it on. Next man. Next man, your name, sir?
Norval Humphrey.
And what do you do for a living, Mr. Humphrey?
I cook.
You cook?
Yes, sir.
Oh, here comes a chance for a plug for the sponsor. It's dangerous, though. Do you know anything about Sheriff's dessert, for instance?
Well, no, I...
Into the mic, please.
No, I don't have anything to do with jellies or anything like that.
What do you cook?
I cook meats and...
Oh, rolls. You mean you're a cannibal. What a man. Now, would you mind describing that hat? Don't cook it. Just describe it.
Well, I don't know. It looks kind of like a chicken feather in it.
It looks like a chicken has been dipped in red ink, if you ask me. All right, the next man. Let's have him at the mic. Your name, sir?
Norman McMurrick.
At McMurrick. What do you do, Mr. McMurrick?
I'm a student in architecture at the University of Toronto.
You're learning how to build things.
I hope so.
Good thing. Well, good idea that, because there's a lot of building to be done. The other man has just put on that red chicken, and you have something that looks like a scarf there more than a hat. Would you put that on, too? I don't know if he knows how. He's going to... Oh, isn't that cute? All right, fellas. Get your heads together very close to that microphone, if you don't mind. As closely as you can. This is your stunt. Listen carefully. Bill is going to hand each of you two big, fat, crisp sticks of celery. Got them? One in each hand. Now, oh, they look really cute. Oh, dear. Don't bite it yet. Hold it. Hold everything. Frank's going to play an old favorite, Swanee River. And you fellas must alternately whistle a line and then crunch a line. And do your crunching close to the mic. Something like this. Boy, isn't that a little flat at the top there? Crunch, 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 crunch. Only you crunch with the celery. Got the idea? All right, Frank, away you go. Whistle. What are you laughing at? Crunch, crunch, come on, what about the celery? Celery, stop the whistling. One's crunching, the other's whistling, and the other's laughing. Good time. One fella got so wrapped up in his celery, he was looking around for the salt and forgot to whistle. Oh, boy. Listen, if you three ever go to Hollywood as a team, remember, we get 15%. However, we've got prizes for you. First, a big cash prize for each one. Ring up, 24 cents for each man, Bill. 24 cents. And tell me, fellas, would you like a special prize, too, each? Chew, chew, chew. Look at them chewing that stuff. Come on, speak up. Anybody.
Sure,
you would, eh? All right. You're not scared of getting nipped at all? No? All right, Bill. Hand each gentleman one of those beautiful lobsters to take home. There they are. Boy, oh boy. Look at those claws. It's all right. The one who cooks, he noticed that they were cooked. Those claws don't belong to Santa, so be careful. And there's nothing shellfish about us on this program, is there? And now, a man at the mic, please, Frank.
Sheriff's lemon pie filling.
Who has the lemon pie filling? A tall, handsome gentleman with a gorgeous green tie. May we have... Quit, get out of that bowl with your hands. He dipped into a bowl as he went by. That's for somebody else. Your name, sir, please.
Walter Whiteman.
Walter Whiteman?
Whiteman.
What do you do for a living, Mr. Whiteman?
CNR, storage employee.
Storage employee at the CNR. What do you do, put trains away for the winter or something?
Oh, we're bringing them out just now.
You're bringing them out. Good night. I bet they're pretty busy now, eh?
Oh, and how?
Well, now, tell me, did you ever wake up on the morning following Halloween and discover that somebody had written on your windows with soap?
No, but I woke up about 2 or 3 years ago after that slight, you know, that earthquake.
That's right, yeah.
Well, pretty sick that morning.
You were sick that morning. Well, I get the connection, or do I? I don't know.
I know I did.
Anyway, we have a very pleasant little job for you to do. Bill, will you hand this gentleman a piece of soap? Now, all you have to do, Mr. Whiteman, is put on your overcoat, wherever it is in the audience, yeah, and take that piece of soap and go down the hall, down the stairs, and out into the street. Pick out any car you see in front of the studio, and with the soap, write your own phone number. Have you got a phone number?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good. write your own phone number on the side window of that car. And then come up here as quickly as you can. I'll bet you will be quick, too, for your prize. All right, away you go, and good luck to you. And that brings us to round five of Sheriff's All-Canada Musical Chairs Championship. On the stage are two ladies and two men, and they're standing around three chairs facing clockwise. They simply keep walking round and round those chairs whenever the music plays and sit down when the music stops. On the chair, that is, not on the floor or on another contestant's lap. When the music stops, somebody is going to be stuck without a chair. That person is eliminated, we remove a chair, and we go on until one is left. All right, everybody ready? Play, Frank. And keep going faster on those chairs. No stalling. Come on now. Step on it. They're in step anyway. Faster. Look at that longing look he gives at that chair at the end. Oh, boy. The gentleman in the blue suit is out. Good trying, though. That's the first time I ever saw a man trying to sit on the back of a chair. Two girls, one soldier around two chairs. Oh, this is going to be close. Oh, the soldier missed. Too bad. Better luck next time. Men are no good. Two ladies left. Two ladies, one chair. Oh, boy, look at them looking at that chair. Oh, it's... Oh, the men win. The little lady in brown wins. Do you mind giving us your name, please?
Mary Jarvis.
Mary, give Bill your name and address and phone number, especially the phone number, after the show, won't you? We'll need you for the finals 2 weeks from now. And now, I suppose you'd like some prizes, wouldn't you? Some money first. All right, Bill, ring up for 11 cents. We'll be generous. And would you like a special prize, Mary?
I guess so.
You guess so. All right, there you are. One slightly used Christmas tree. Bring it out, Bill. It's all yours. You know, that reminds me of an old song, that Christmas tree. It's so timely. 11 more months and 10 more days, and it's gonna be of some use. However, I think that's rather mean, and I think we should give her still another prize. What do you say, audience? All right, Bill, hand her a very special prize to lug home, a beautiful brand-new bridge set, a folding card table, and four smart chairs. Take them away. They're yours. And who said we don't give useful prizes on this program? Bridge sets, Christmas trees, boy. And here's our man back again, and is he panting? Would you come up and tell into the mic, if you don't mind, old man. You actually wrote your phone number on somebody's car window?
Actually.
Look at him blush. Oh. What is your phone number?
Lake size 6643.
Just in case we have any trouble over this thing. Just the same, I think that was an awful trick of yours. It was a dirty thing to do. Disgusting, don't you?
It was a police car.
You should be ashamed of myself.
Yeah.
Well, Bill, what did you say, sir?
I pretty near got caught.
You pretty near got caught. Is that why you came bounding into the studio?
I raced up.
I remember seeing a small boy once just near a cookie jar. Anyway, I think that was a mean trick, and Bill, hand that gentleman a cloth. Now, you go right down there and clean up the mess you made. Go on. Go on. This time, I bet he gets caught. I bet a policeman walks up to him and says, "You got a license for cleaning cars?" Well, now, Frank, I'd like to have four men for the penalty box, please.
The four sheriff's desserts. Caramel, vanilla, butterscotch, and chocolate.
Where are they? All four seated together over there in the corner. Four men, rather clannish. Get over there in the penalty box, men. You four fellows better just go over there in that special enclosure and sit and meditate on your sin. We'll deal with you later. Plenty of them. And when I say I'll deal with you later, I do mean deal. And now, folks, tell me, if you have youngsters in your home, don't you often hear an eager, childish voice pipe up,
"What's for dessert tonight, Ma?"
Well, the words are surely familiar anyway. And let me tell you, when you answer luscious, well, just watch those young faces light up with a grin of anticipation. Yes, everybody, young or old, loves the fresh, delicious, fruity goodness of Sheriff's Luscious. The twice as rich fruit flavor is sealed in lively liquid form, inside a shell of sugar, which we call a flavor bud. And it's this clever Sheriff flavor bud in each package of Luscious, which no other jelly has, incidentally, that keeps the flavor at full strength till you pour on boiling water in your own kitchen. It's no wonder, then, that Sheriff's Luscious tastes so good. Try Luscious with cream cheese as a novel, colorful treat, or with preserved fruit or whipped cream. Alone or otherwise, Sheriff's Luscious is a standout in flavor goodness. Look for the famous gaily colored, triangular-shaped packages at your grocer's tomorrow. And do try all seven of those delicious fruity flavors. Insist on Sheriff's Luscious, and you'll get Canada's favorite jelly dessert. Now, back to our fun and foolishness, and who is next, Frank?
Sheriff's fruit pudding, Roy.
Who has the fruit pudding? A gentleman this time. Would you come up and give us your name? And don't look so unhappy. It'll all be over soon. Your name, sir?
Fred, sir.
Fred, what do you do for a living?
Printing.
Printing what? Dollar bills?
Yeah.
That would be bad, eh?
General work.
General work. You print for the general?
Yeah.
I knew a general once. His name's Bill Eddington. He's a general nuisance. I don't know. It says here, a message from the control room. The carpenter who was working in the studio here is waiting for a hammer for the guy who put his phone number on his car. Is that guy back yet? Well, it was too bad about him. Anyway, saved a surprise.
Here he comes, Roy.
Oh, here he is. He's still alive. Come on in. Do you mind just moving on one side for a minute, Fred? We've got to deal with this fella. Did you clean up all that writing?
And how?
You did.
By the look of this, he's cleaned up the car, too.
I think so. You must have given it a Simonized job or something. Well, now for some prizes. We'll forgive you now. Ring up $1.22, Bill, for it. And in addition, we've a very special prize for you, Mr. Whiteman.
Oh, thank you.
You've had a lot of nerve, and I think you're a good sport. So there you are, a real treat, a complete 8-course Chinese dinner for two people. Take it away. It's all yours. As a matter of fact, Bill, I just happened to think that you and I and Frank left our cars in front of the station tonight, too. I wonder how the carpenter got in there. But I hope he really cleaned it up. And now back to our friend Fred, the printer, at the microphone, and I'd like you to answer a question for me. Have you ever answered questions?
Yeah.
I'll bet. How many pockets have you got? Don't count them, just guess. Quickly now, please. How many pockets?
Seven. Oh, there,
I can see his mind going
seven.
Over his jacket, the back of his trousers.
Seven.
Seven pockets. Well, that's quite a lot of pockets. Well, would you mind going and standing behind that little table over there? On top of that is a bowl of cornflakes. And I'm going to give you 15 seconds to stuff all those cornflakes into those 7 pockets. Get going, brother. You've only got 15 seconds. There goes one hand. There goes the other. Hey! It's a good thing we didn't put cream and sugar in with it. On the right side. It's got 4 pockets in the vest. I think you underestimated it. That's right, the hip pocket. All right, nice going. Come over here, man. You did that job as if you were really eager to take all those cornflakes home with you. And since we don't want you to be disappointed, we have a very appropriate prize. Drag them out, Bill. A dozen or so big boxes of, guess what?
Cornflakes.
Cornflakes. All right. Oh, that's only the beginning. Pile them up. Some more yet. He's going to need a truck. All right, get them home if he's worried. Oh, and Bill, I think a little cash, too. He'll need sugar and cream for those, I'm sure. So ring up for 68 cents. What do you say? 68 cents. Nice going, and take it away. Now, we'd like to have a lady at the mic, Frank, for change.
Sheriff's Good Morning Marmalade.
Who has the Good Morning Marmalade? A lady in a beautiful vermilion-colored dress. She has friends here, I can tell that. What are you shaking like that for? What's your name, please?
Rosie Single.
You're single?
No, I'm married.
Now, wait a minute. Now, let's get this straight. Your name is...
Rose Dissing.
Oh, I thought you said my name is Rosie. I'm single. Pardon me. Do you use the telephone much, Rose?
Quite often.
Yeah, uh-huh. Well, for your stunt, I just want you to take that little telephone there. It's a dummy telephone, of course. And right in front of the mic, imagine you're calling up a lady friend and giving her a recipe. You say you're married. You've probably done this. You know, you sit at the bottom step of the stairs and sit there for about an hour and a half while somebody else is on the party line trying to get through. And you know, well, everything goes smoothly except for the fact that there's somebody standing by you who won't let you phone in peace. Have you ever had that happen? They torment you?
Make sure I'm alone.
Well, anyway, have you never had anybody tickle you when you're trying to talk on the phone?
Not yet.
Well, here's... Get away, Bill. Go on. Back up there, Bill. I'm going to give you just about 40 seconds to give a recipe to your friend on that phone, pausing, et cetera, and so forth, as if you were talking to your friend on the phone, and all the time somebody is tickling you. You pretend that somebody is tickling you, and I want you to act as if you were being tickled. Now, if we don't get a good act out of you, we might have to resort to the real thing, so you'd better be good. Bill Eddington is willing to volunteer. What do you say, Bill? Would you help out?
I'll be right there.
Yeah, well, you just sit on the step there for a moment. All right, there's your phone. Start in.
Should I give you a potato recipe?
Not me. I have nothing to do with it. Go on, tell her about it. Remember, you're being tickled.
What did I say first? Hello?
All right, hello.
Well, talk back. I can't talk to a dummy phone.
It's had all the earmarks of a dirty remark there. You just go ahead and talk and laugh. Bill, I think you better help out a bit with that tickling. Now, go ahead. Don't back away. Talk to me that thing. Give her a chance to talk.
If my husband's listening in, he won't let you.
Wait. Do you remember that little detail about a recipe, or has that been lost in the shuffle?
I can't even think now.
Oh, dear. Well, she giggles anyway. She giggles beautifully. Come on, give us a recipe.
For what?
I think we're going to starve to death if we depend on you. However, that's a pretty good try anyway. You've got the recipe standing. I'll have to try that recipe sometime. It sounds awfully economical. There are no ingredients to it. Well, I think you'd do better if you were alone. So as a very special prize, I think you'll be tickled with this. We're going to give you a long-distance phone call to any person anywhere in Canada. Take it away. In that envelope is everything you'll need. Congratulations, and come again sometime. And now, how would you listeners like to start the year right by winning as much as $200?
Who wouldn't?
Well, Frank, here's how our listeners can win from $20 to $200. Listen, folks, and come on in. To enter, it's simple. Just send us your name and address on a piece of paper. and with it, enclose a triangular, luscious box top. Any flavor will do. That's all there is to it. If you prefer, send the front panel from any of the new Sheriff's desserts or a box end from Sheriff's lemon pie filling. Address each letter separately to the Fun Parade in care of the station you're listening to. Easy, isn't it? Come on in this week, even if it's the first time.
And what about tonight's winner, Roy?
Well, we'll need a youngster from the studio audience to pick the winning letter from our big mailbag. Any volunteers at all? There's a little girl in a little red... Oh, a little boy. He's right up on the stage. Oh, isn't this cute? What do you say? I think we deserve a hand. Don't look at me as scared as that. How would you like to stand up here and say hello to somebody? Hold him up, Bill. Say hello to somebody. Go ahead.
Hello.
All right. Now, reach into that big bag, big drum there, containing a huge bag full of mail. Take any letter you want to. Dig right in. You don't need to take the top one. Dig right in. That's right. Now he's really getting on in there. You got one? All right. Bill, would you give him a hamper of Sheriff's products to take away? And thanks very much for helping out, Sonny Boy. Before we... can barely carry it. It's nearly as big as he is. And before we read who the letter is from, let's find out what product wins what tonight. We'll just run over them rapidly. Sheriff's Vanilla Dessert... Strawberry, raspberry, and wild cherry luscious, and Sheriff's lemon pie filling tonight would win $25. Sheriff's caramel or butterscotch dessert, pineapple, lemon, or orange luscious would win $50. Sheriff's chocolate dessert tonight can win $100, and lime luscious, $200. And now here's that letter. We'll open it, and it's just a box top. There's nothing written on the back of the box top. This is terrible. Somebody has sent in a strawberry box top. Nothing written on the back of it. Bill, can you find anything on there? Nothing on the back of the envelope?
Not a thing.
Not a thing. Say, isn't that a heartbreaker? Oh. Strawberry would have won $25 for somebody, so come on back, Junior, and you don't get another basket of groceries either. Dig in for another letter. Any letter will do. That's fine. Don't go right underneath again. On top, anywhere. He takes us literally. All right. Here's a letter. We'll open this one. This is a wild cherry box top. It's from Mrs. H. Earl, 189 St. Paul's Street or Avenue, Brantford, Ontario. Wild Cherry Luscious Box Top wins $25. And here's the simple question that will be mailed to Mrs. Earl as a test of skill. Which of the prairie provinces has a coastline? And as soon as she sends us the correct answer, her check for $25 will be mailed.
There you are. Don't put it off any longer. Join in the fun this week. Remember, there's no question to answer when you enter. Just send your name and address and sheriff's enclosure, and you may easily be picked to win as much as $200 on next week's show.
And now, Frank, I see there are four men patiently waiting over there in the penalty box, so would you fellas please come out while Bill moves the table to one side and spreads a huge blanket out in the center of the stage. Come on out, men. Your time has come. Quit relaxing. Bill, spread out the blanket. That's fine. Now place a red feather in the very center, the exact mathematical center of that blanket. And you fellas each kneel down around that blanket, would you please? One on each side of the blanket, as quickly as possible. One over there. Really kneel down. Take your places. Now, your job, when I say go, is to blow that feather off the blanket on the opposite side from where you're sitting. And the man who succeeds in doing so wins. Bill will watch. Whichever side the feather blows off, the man on the... Oh, don't blow yet. The opposite side wins. Now, everybody take a good big breath to start with. A great big, good big breath. Hold it now just a minute. Frank, don't you think we're having awfully cold weather nowadays? Oh, yes, I forgot. All right. Ready? Blow. Watch, Bill. Blow, look at them blow. One blow, the man over here won with a bow tie. Say. What do you do for a living? Blow up tires?
No, I'm a student in the Department of Architecture.
Yeah, well, that's something to blow about, too.
It certainly is.
What is your name, please?
My name is Bob Fairfield.
Well, Bob, we're going to upset that dreadful blow of yours, first of all, with a cash prize. 89 cents, Bill. Ring up 89 cents.
I can use that.
And now, since we had a blanket on the floor, that suggests something, so give the gentleman a real prize, a beautiful pair of two-tone pastel large-size blankets to take home. There's one man who knows how to take a rap. Oh, and as consolation prizes to the other fellows, each one gets seven flavors of Sheriff's Luscious to take away. All right, boys, take them home. And now, one gentleman at the mic, Frank. I think we've got time for a quick stunt.
Pineapple Luscious.
Who has the Pineapple Luscious? Quickly, please. Last chance for the man with Pineapple Luscious. Come on up. As quickly as you can. We have 1 minute to suffer here. So, your name, please.
Hey, Sproul.
Mr. Sproul. Your stunt is very simple. In front of you there are two eggs, and quit shaking. One is hard-boiled. The other one is, well, it's rare, to say the least. To be brutally frank, it's raw. Now, we're going to leave you to pick which one of those two eggs you want. One is hard-boiled and one is raw. Eat it. If it's the hard-boiled one, you get 2 cents. If it's the raw one, you get $2. Take your choice, boy. Take your choice. What do you want, 2 cents or $2?
He wants the $2.
He's looking for the raw one. Come on, pick one quickly, please. Anyone? He's taking the smaller of the two. All right. You better just tap that. You never know what will happen. Tap it on the edge of the... Oh, he's shaking it. Tap it with the back of that knife, then. Anything? It's not too hard, Bill. You never know. It looks like the raw one. It's the $2 one. All right, down she goes for $2. Quickly now. She went there. Very good. Ring up $2 for the gentleman. And as a very special prize... 6 glasses of water to take home. And I tell you what, give him a couple of dozen tins there, oh, a good big supply anyway, of Red Wing apple juice to take home. I think he'll really like it, and thanks a lot. Come again sometime.
Now, Roy, what about a serving of your famous schoolboy howlers?
I don't know whether we'll have time, but I know I have time for a little advice for the ladies, and here it is. If you want your husband to vote you the best cook in the country, treat him tomorrow to a butterscotch pie made with the new Sheriff's Butterscotch Dessert. Everyone loves the flavor of butterscotch, but for butterscotch at its best, rich-flavored, smooth, creamy, do try this new Sheriff's Butterscotch Dessert. When the menfolk taste that irresistible old-time butterscotch goodness, topped, if you wish, with golden-tipped meringue, well, just remember what I told you. And that goes for the youngsters, too. You know, there are dozens of ways of serving these new Sheriff's desserts. Fillings for pies, tarts, and cupcakes, sauces, or smooth, creamy puddings, topped perhaps with billowy whipped cream. They're all fixed in a flash, too, and really economical. Tomorrow, ask your grocer for one or two of each flavor, vanilla, chocolate, butterscotch, and melting brown caramel.
Count me in on that, too, Roy. And now, have you time for any howlers?
Well, all right. I think we can sneak in one or two, and here they are, taken from children's exam papers. When two straight lines come together, they form an angel. A pointed mistake. The earth is composed of 1 quart of earth and 3 quarts of water. I always said it was a small world. And here's one. From camels, we get cloth, coats, and cigarettes. The last one, Willie Jones' father was arrested for fragrancy. And so ends the fun parade for tonight. Next week, we'll be back with more fun and nonsense, and we hope you'll be there to laugh with us and at us. Till then, this is your friends,
Frank Grant
and Roy Ward Dixon, bidding their friend, a little tired, but a cordial au revoir.